Mesechtas Baba Kama, Daf Pei Gimel, the last line on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, based on the story with the brothers from the Beis Chashmonai of Horkness and Ashtrubilos, the Gemara stated, Ora Adam Shilamnis Benoi Chachmas Yavanis, and the Gemara now begins, V'chachmas Yavanis Miyasira, is it really true that it's also to learn Chachmas Yavanis, V'tanya, but we learned in Braisa, that Omer Rebbe stated, and we continue on Daf Pei Gimel now, Beretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi Lomo, why is it that in Eretz Yisrael they spoke Lashon Sursi, and Rashi tells us that Lashon Sursi is Lashon Nilagu, that is not a pure version of Aramaic. And Rashi Masechta Saita on Daf Mem Tes states, Karv hu Lashon Arami, Va'imani shezel Lashon Gemara Yerushalmi, and I say that this is the Lashon that's used in the Gemara Yerushalmi. And I in the top Tesis do Mas of Lashon Sursi, where Tesis starts off near Lashon Sursi hu Lashon Arami, and then closer to the end of Tesis, Tesis brings down that Lovin actually spoke in Lashon Sursi, and as Tesis states, V'nir li Lashon Shediba Lovin hu Lashon Sursi, Vashem Surya Nikra Sursi, and the reason why it's called Circe is because it comes from the area of Syria, and the Syria Hoyi Aram Narayim, which was where Lovin was from, the Aram Tseva Shakivish David, and also Aram Tseva, which was captured by David, and therefore it had a connection to Yikla Yisrael, Vashem Shekrevel Yisrael, and because it was so close to Yisrael, Ein Lashon Arami Shelo Tzach Kolkach, therefore the Lashon Arami that they spoke was not so pure. And Rebbe is bothered, Oy Lashon HaKadosh, Oy Lashon Yavanis, that Lachira, the Yidden in Yisrael, should have spoken either Lashon HaKadosh, or they should have spoken Greece, as that's beautiful language, as we know, Yafta Lekim Liefes, and therefore we already see that Rebbe stated that we should have spoken in Lashon Yavanis, and therefore how could the Gemara have stated that Ora Adam Shilamnis Benoi Chachmas Yavanis? And the Gemara continues and ends off the Braisod, Ba'am Rabbi Yesi, or Samagarius, Ba'am Rabbi Yesiv, Bibavel Lashon Rami Lama, why is it in Bavel that we chose to speak Aramaic? Oy Lashon HaKadosh, Oy Lashon Parsi, and Lachir, we should have spoken either Lashon HaKadosh or Persian. And Rashi states, Parsi is Lashon Nomer Rami, that the Persian language is a nicer dialect than Aramis, and Rashi now explains why is it that Rebbe spoke about Lashon Yavanis and Rabbi Yesi spoke about Lashon Parsi, and Zok Rashi, Be'eretz Yisrael has smucha liyavan naka yavani, b'negeir b'nei Eretz Yisrael, which is close to Greece, so therefore we speak about the Greek language, however Bavel, which is samach l'paras, naka Lashon Parsi, therefore we speak about the Persian language, and as we mentioned, the Gemara is bothered that how could that Gemara have stated, Ora Adam Shilamis B'leich Achbis Yavanis, and then Rebbe stated that in Eretz Yisrael we should have chosen to speak Greek, and the Gemara answers Amri Lashon Yavani L'chud Chachmas Yavanis L'chud, that there are two different ideas. Rebbe was discussing the Greek language, and that is mutter to speak and it's mutter to teach your children, and then there's a concept of Chachmas Yavanis, which is a separate language and was only used by Choshva people, and as Rashi says, Bnei Paltin HaKrevel Machus Misaprim Ba, that those were close to the king and were involved in politics would speak in that language. Rashi in Masechta Seita also states a similar Lashon Chachmas Shemedabim Bnei Paltin Ve'in Shar Ha'am Makirim Boi, and the rest of the nation did not recognize this language, and it was a completely different language. And this is definitely different than Rashi in Masechtos Menachos that says that Chachmas Yavanis is Remizos, and it doesn't seem to be an actual language, but they would actually motion with their hands. And from our Gemara, is definitely not mashable like that. And the Gemara continues, V'Chachmas Yavanis Miyasira, is it really also to speak and to teach Chachmas Yavanis? From Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, but Rabbi Yehuda said, name Mishmuel, Mishum Hashem Gamliel, in the name of Hashem Gamliel, the pasuk that states in Eicha of Eini Ilul Nafshi Mikol Bnei Iri is actually referring to the family of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the pasuk states that my eyes are more disgusting than other people's eyes, meaning I should have to cry even more than anyone else, and therefore my eyes will become even more disgusting because of my family, which witnessed much more destruction than other families in Klal Yisrael. And Rav Shimon Gamliel goes on to explain that Elf Yiladim Hayu Beis Abba, there were 1,000 children in my family, Chamish Meis Mehem Lamdu Torah, 500 of them learned Torah, Chamish Meis Lamdu Chachmas Yavanis, and 500 of them learned Chachmas Yavanis, and even though we had such a large family, and the only one that remained after the destruction of Klal Yisrael was only myself, my first cousin that lives in Asya, and they explain that this story is referencing the time period of Churban Beitar, and clearly we see that the family of Shimon Gamliel studied Chachmas Yavanis, and we stated, Ora Adam Shilamnis B'nai Chachmas Yavanis, and the Gemara answers, Amri, that in the Chanami, it's generally also to teach your children Chachmas Yavanis, however, Shani Beis Rav Gamliel, Shayekrei L'machlis, as we know, the family of Gamliel were Karav L'Machlis, as they were part of Nasiim. As we know, Rab Gamliel, Hazakim was a Nasi, and then his children, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Rab Gamliel, Rab Shimon Gamliel, etc., were all the Nasiim of Klal Yisrael, and they were involved in politics, and they were involved with the Malchus. And of course, in order to be effective, they had to know Chachmas Yavanis, Uchetanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, Hamasapa Kumi, Hareza Midaka Amiri, although there's a din that if someone cuts the hair in the fashion of being Masapa Kumi, which Rashi defines as cutting the front part part of your hair and leaving the back of your hair and having some sort of a ponytail and having long hair in the back of your head, that is considered Daki Amari. Rashi Masech the Seita states, Shehem Menichim Blurius L'Shem Avedis Kechavim. Even so, Avtomas Bar Ruvain, there was a person, Avtomas Bar Ruvain, Hetiru L'Sapa Kumi Pteshu Karv L'Machas. Vechum gave him a heter to cut his hair in this fashion because he was Karv L'Machas and he was involved in politics. And Shem Besu Gamliel, Hetiru L'Lem L'Sapa L'Chachmas Sivonis, Pteshu Karv L'Machas. And the Brisa states Mefurish that there was a heter for the family of Rav Gamliel to learn Chachmas Sivonis once again because they were Karv L'Machas. Ayin Taisis that Metchilu L'Gazru Al Karv L'Machas, that originally when they made Xerah not to follow the ways of these Goyim, then they didn't make this Xerah on those that are Karv L'Machas, and it wasn't a dispensation, but they were never part of the Issa. And then Taisis states V'sipa Kumei Shloyakiru Shehudei V'hita Issam, that the reason why he cut his hair in this fashion is because he didn't want them to know that he was a Jew, and he actually was trying to fool them. But L'Chari in Al Gemara, it's Mashmah that it was standard for people that were Karv L'Machas, and even though they knew, for example, that the family of Gamliel were definitely Jews, they still did this in order to become Karv L'Machas, in order that they could have a connection to the Goyim and to the Malchus. And Ayin the Beis Yosef in Yerideir and Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, where he asks that Kivin and Reis Asiri, that since there's an Issa of following the Akir Amari and L'Chari by being Misapa Kaimi, as we stated before, that there was even a connection to Avodah Zarah, and if so, Hei Chayu Karech B'yad Chacham L'Hatte Issa Torah L'Krev HaMalchus. And he answers V'yesh Leimad Mashur Mat Solis Yisrael Yesh Karech B'yadam L'Hatte D'Chshiyesh Yisraelim Krev HaMalchus Ayin the Peretz L'Vat L'Akzeris Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tesson Obeys, and the Mishnah stated L'Yigadol Adam HaSakalav Elam Kein HaYakash B'shal Sholas, that a person should not raise a dog in his house unless it's completely secured with a chain. The Gemara begins Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa L'Yigadol Adam HaSakalav Elam Kein Kash B'shal Sholas, as we stated in the Mishnah, a person not allowed to raise a kalav unless it's tied with a chain. However, one is allowed to raise dogs in a city that's close to the border. And as Rashi says, Marka ben Yisrael Evichavim, that there was a border between Klai Yisrael Evichavim v'tzrich Hashima, and therefore it needs to be guarded. And v'kosh b'yoyim, and during the day when people are around, you have to make sure to tie up the dog and it shouldn't roam loosely. And then at night you can let it roam loose in order that it should be there for protection. Tanya, and we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar Gadol Oymia, Rabbi Elazar Gadol, who is Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkan, stated Hamagadol Klavim Kumagadol Chazerim, that if someone raises dogs, it's as if he's raising chazerim and he's raising pigs. L'mayit haf kamina, and l'maisa we said in our Mishnah that they're both asa. So what does he mean? That's kumgadol chazerim. If of course we stated in our Mishnah that's asa, and the Gemara answers l'meikam alay ba'ara, that although we stated that it's asa to be megadol klavim, we only saw the lashon ara by someone that's being megadol chazerim, and therefore the Rabbi Elazar Hagadol is coming to tell us that not only is there a curse for someone that's megadol chazerim, but there's also a curse on someone that's megadol klavim. Shita mekubetzes brings down from Rabbeinu Yehuda that valibu the Tanakam of the Masisin, and according to Tanakam of our Mishnah, so if someone is Megadol Klavim, Leka L'Malkas, then he'll only receive Malkas and not an Ara. And the Chiyuv of Malkas is based on the Pasuk of Leisasim Domim Vesecha. However, Libid Rabbi Elazar Gadol, Ikum Shem Ara, the Hainu Shamta, that will also put the person in Chirim. Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yisuf Bamin Yumi, Amr Rabbi Nachman, Bavil Kiir Asmuchel Svadami, Tirgum Nada, and Rabbi Yisuf Bamin Yumi, the name of Rabbi Echon, stated that Bavil is like a city that's close to a border, and therefore you're allowed to be Megadol Klavim. And the Gemara explains it's not referring to entire Bavil, and is referring to that city that's close to the border, and specifically referring to Nada. And Rashi says, Vashmina Rav Nachman, the Hul V'yesh B'bavl Yishuv Kavua V'Yisrael Habe, since the city of Nada was on a border, and it also had a lot of people from Klal Yisrael that lived there, and that they resided in the area of Nada, therefore it was Mutal L'Gadol Klavim B'ir HaSmuch L'Sfar, Ki'ilu Hiyu Meretz Yisrael, as if it was part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Darsh Rav Dustoy D'min Biri, that Rav Dustoy from the city of Biri, Dashin, in regard to when Klal Yisrael would travel, the Pasuk Balayis Chastates, V'nucha Yoyma, Shuva Hashem, Rivvis Alfi Yisrael. When the Aron rested, and therefore they knew that that was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to encamp, so Moshe Rabbeinu would say, return Hashem to the Rivvis of Alfi Yisrael. And Rav Dustoy D'min Biri, Dashin, that Lamedcha, the teacher, She'in Shechina Sheri Al Yisrael, Pachd M'shnei Alofim M'shnei Rivvavis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not dwell amongst Klal Yisrael unless there is at least 22,000 Jews. And as we know, the Lashon Rivvava is referring to 10,000 people, and says Rivvis, and Miut Rabim is Shtayim, and therefore it's 20,000 people, and it says Alfi Yisrael, and therefore once again, Miut Elef is 2,000, and we see that Moshe Rabbeinu stated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could dwell there because there are at least 22,000 Jews. Ayin Taisis, that some had a Gersa, that there's a requirement to have 2 million Jews, and as Taisis states, V'loi Garsina She'a Lofim Rivvava is the B'mid V'loi Hayu Ki'im Samach Riboy V'shar Seshchina, and as we know, in the Midbar, we only had 600,000 Jews, and the Shechina still was Shaira, therefore our Gersa of 22,000 Jews is correct. And Taisis continues, V'loi Shaya Kan Hoda Echad Dinu Mamis, and our Gemara is not Shaykh to the din that we have in Masechet Sanhedrin, the Chol Be'asar Shchina Sharia, that any time they have 10 people, then the Shchina could be Sharia. The Hocha Alevim Va'Mishkan Kama, as over here we're talking about the Levim and the Mishkan, and in order to have that type of Asharas Shchina that was in the Mishkan, we require 22,000 Jews. And the Gemara therefore continues, Chosa Achas B'Hois Ishim U'Beres Be'Neim V'Ru'i L'Hashlam, that let's say you had 22,000 people minus one, meaning 21,999 Jews, and therefore the Shechina could not be Shaira, and it was a woman that was expecting, once she had this child, it would have been Mashlam, the account of 22,000, V'Novapol Kelev, and then a Kelev barked, V'Pila, and it caused her to be scared, and therefore she miscarried the child, Nimtza Zegayim, L'Shechina Shetzal B'Yisrael. So you see that B'Yimi Gabla Klovim, it is so terrible that it's possible to cause that the Shechina will not be Shaira by Klal Yisrael. L'Chir, from this Gemara, it's a bit Tzarech Bia, on Taisis Raya, that we're not Gur is 2 million Jews, as L'Chirah, when we have a count in the Midbar of 600,000 Jews, those were only the Jews between 20 and 60. That does not account for people over 60, and it doesn't account for women, and it doesn't count for people that were under 20. L'Chirah, by our Gemara, is saying that there was a woman that was expecting, and once she would have had a child, that would have been Mashlam, the number 22,000. So we see, when counting 22,000, we actually would include children, and if so, it's possible to be Gur is 2 million people, and it includes women and children, and adults over the age of 60, and certainly the Yidden that went out of Mitzrayim was certainly more than 2 million people when you include women as well as children as well as adults over 60 years old. Vitzarech Biar. Gemara continues with another story. That there was a woman that went into someone else's house in order to bake her bread, and it was the minhag in those days that people would rent out their ovens to people in order that they could bake bread. And the owner's dog was barking, and Amalah Mari loyt estafimidei, and the owner of the home said to her, "Don't be scared of the dog, shkulit nive," that his teeth were taken out. And Rashi explains that we're referring to the four teeth that a dog bites with. And Amrulay, and she said to the Balabayas, "Shkilu tu vosech, take your favors, vishadi achizri, and throw it on the thorns," meaning that your favor is not a good favor, as kfanod vlad, because you didn't warn me beforehand, and I was already frightened, and therefore I already felt I already had a miscarriage, and the child already died. And Ayin Nishita, who brings another explanation as to what she stated, and she stated, "Shkilu tu vosech, vishadi achizri, Shemati Loshin Chazaru," I heard it's a Loshin Chazara, Ka'adam Sh'im Lechaveira, Tultu Vusech, take your favors, Uzrek Lachrecha, and throw it in back of you, meaning that meaningless to me. Similar to what Rashi said, Mashat Menachmeni Hevel, that what you're being Menachemi is actually for naught, as the damage was already done, and you already caused me this great damage, and you caused me to miscarry the Vlad. The Gemara continues and quotes from the last din in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Testament Beis, and the Mishnah stated, "In person Nishuvin Liyonim, Elim Kin Hayrach Menisha Vlamidris," that a person is now let us set traps for birds unless that trap is 30 ris away from the city. Rashi explained that 30 ris is equal to 4 mil, which is 8,000 amas. And the reason for this halacha is that if someone makes their traps and it's too close to the city, then birds that are really owned by people will go outside the city and will get trapped, and a person will be over on gzela. Therefore, we said that once you're going to be 4 mil away from the city, then any birds that come there are likely from hefka, and therefore there's no problem of trapping them. And the Gemara now is, "Umi ozli kuli hai," why would you have to go out 4 mil from the city? Birds don't fly so far away from the city, because as we learned in Mishnah Masechet Babasa, the machikas hashevich min eir chamishim amo, and when making a place for your doves to live, you have to keep that 50 amos away from the city, as otherwise your birds will fly towards the city. And as Rashi says, shleaf sidu tfu or perish shesav v'ir, and then there'll be mafsid tfu and perish, which people planted next to the city and around the city. We see from there that all you have to be worried about is 50 amos, and more than 50 amos, it's mashma that the birds won't fly. The Gemara answers, "Am Abaya, Abaya states, Meshit Shaiti Tuva," that certainly, as our Mishnah stated, a bird could fly up to 4 mil, and therefore you have to make sure distance your traps 4 mil away from the city. However, Kasaya b'chamishim abamalya, however, when being concerned that a bird will eat from the pierce or tfuah that's surrounding a city, you only have to be concerned about 50 amos, as within that area of 50 amos that they're flying, they'll be eating the entire time, and by the time they get to 50 amos, they'll already be full and stuffed, and they won't eat any further, and therefore they won't damage anyone else's fields. And the Gemara now continues and asks the opposite shayla, "Umeshit shleishim ris v'sulai," are you telling me that a bird could only fly up to 4 mil and not more? V'atani, but we learned in Braisa, "B'yishav afilu me'a mil lo yifreis," if someone is in an inhabited area, then you can't even spread your nets and spread your traps, even if there are no doves that live within 100 mil. And therefore we see that we're concerned that a bird could even fly more than 100 mil. And the Gemara answers, "Two terutzim, Rabbi Yosef Amar b'yishav kamim." Rabbi Yosef says, when the Braisa mentions yishiv, it's talking about a place with a lot of vineyards, and therefore in the birds are flying, they have places to rest, and even though a bird generally would only be able to fly a distance of 4 mil at one time, but it'll go 4 mil and it'll take a rest, and then it'll continue, and therefore, even if you have another dovecote within 100 mil, you still can't go and set traps. And Rabbi Amar B'Yishuv Shaifchin, and Rabbi says, we're talking about an area where there are multiple and continuous birdhouses, and therefore, once again, the bird could fly up to 4 mil and then take a rest and continue traveling. Gemara continues, with tape the Shaifchin Gufayu, that Lucheru, according to Rabbi, that we're talking about Yishuv Shaifchin, Lucheru, why is it by to say, B'Yishuv Afilu Me'a Mil La'Yifreis, if Lucheru, there are multiple bird nests that are within that area, and therefore we should say, because there are other bird nests, and therefore it'll be a problem of Xela from those bird nests. And the Gemara answers three Terutzim. Number one, Ibayis Ema, but Ivichavim. Either those bird nests belong to Ivichavim, and therefore you don't have to worry about the Gneva of Ivichavim, or Ibayis Ema, but Hefka, or we're talking about birds that were Hefka, Ibayis Ema, but today, or you could say we're talking about those birdhouses that belong to the person that was setting the traps, and even though there are no birdhouses within 100 mil that does belong to this person, he still cannot set traps because we have to be concerned that birds that live further than 100 mil and don't belong to him would actually travel to this area and they'll be able to rest from birdhouse to birdhouse and eventually they will be trapped by him and he'll be over on Gzela. As Rashi states, and we continue at that Pegel and Beis with a new Perek and a new Mishnah. And previously we already spoke about the Abba of his Nizikin and a person has a responsibility for his Nizikin and Mainai, and a person himself is responsible not to damage someone else's property. And as we stated, the other Mu'ud Olam, and our Perek will now discuss the dinim of a person that physically damages another person. And we know that there's an Issa Deraisa to go and damage someone, and we learn that from the Pasuk of Lo Yosef Pen Yosef L'Hakaisai. Torah tells us that the Shliach Bezin has to give Malkus to someone, but to make sure that he doesn't go and hit him an extra time, as if he does so, he'll be Ivan Issa Lav. And when Maisa generally for this is Lav, you won't be Chayiv Malkus as you Chayiv Tashlumin. However, in a case where you hit someone and it won't be a Shavar Puta, then in that case, you're not going to be Chayiv Tashlumin, and you will be Chayiv Malkus. And the Mishnah states, HaChayiv B'Chaveroi, that if Ruvain hits his friend Shimon and he causes him damage, Chayiv Olam Mishim Chamish Advarim, then he's going to be Chayiv for five different things. And the Mishnah states, B'Nezer B'Tzar B'Ripoi B'Shavas U'Boishas. Mishnah will explain each of these items, and the Mishnah states, B'Nezer Ketzad, what is the Chayiv of paying for his damages? And the Mishnah explains, Simas Enoi Katas Yodai Shibas Ragloi, if Ruvain blinds the eye of Shimon, or he cuts off his hand, or he breaks his foot, Royin Oisekilu Evid Nimka B'Shuk, V'Shaman Kamo Yafa V'Kamo Yafa. And as Rashi states, the one way to understand the damage that you caused to Shimon is because you amassed him the mumin, because if he wanted, he could have sold himself as an Evid Ivri, and if he would have sold himself as an Ivri, and he wouldn't have been blind, for example, then he would have been able to get a specific price, and now that he's blind, he won't be able to get as much money. And Rashi uses the term Be'Evid Ivri, and the other Rishonim say that it doesn't make sense to go and evaluate someone based on being sold as an Evid Ivri, as an Evid Ivri is sold for a maximum of 6 years, or if he becomes a Nirza, for a maximum up to Yovel. And therefore, the Rush states that we actually appraise him and we evaluate how much he would be able to sell himself for as an Evid Kanani. The Mishnah continues, Tzar Ketzad, that how do you evaluate the amount of Tzar that a person has, and how do we put a price tag on that? And the Gemara explains, Koyu Bishpud, Oymim Mispar, that if Reuven burns Shimon with a spit, or he hits him with a nail, and even if it's done on his nail, and therefore it didn't actually create any chabura or any damage to Shimon, but the mice caused him pain, the Mishnah is actually coming up with a scenario where we're not taking into account anything but the pure pain that a person has and nothing to do with Hezek, and therefore, and therefore we would evaluate how much a person that is in this person's status and this person's position would want to take in order to be mitzar in this fashion. And as Rashi says, they're based on a person's threshold for pain, so therefore the tzar would be either more or less, and the amount of money they would have to pay is either more or less, and would be based on a subjective amount. And of course, in the example that the Mishnah gave, that would not be a case where you actually be chayiv to pay all chamisha dvarim. And as we explained, this person did not have any hezek at all, and therefore you wouldn't be paying chamisha dvarim. However, the Gemara is giving this example where there's only pain, and therefore even when someone is damaged and appraising how much pain a person has, we have to look at it as if the person wasn't damaged, and we have to look at it based on tzar alone and keep that in a vacuum. And the Mishnah continues, Ripoy, what is considered Ripoy? Hiko chayiv l'arpoisai, since Reuven damages Shimon, then he's chayiv to pay for his doctor bills. And the Mishnah continues, Olo Beit Smachim, that if after he damaged him around the area, he develops sores, that if it's because of the Makkah, then certainly the Mazik would still be Chayiv to pay for those damages and to pay for his medical expenses. However, if it's not based on that actual Makkah, then Pato, he would not have to pay. The Gemara will ask that Lechayiv, this din is Pashut. The Mishnah continues, Chayiv Vinistra, Chayiv Lav Pesa. If Shimon healed and then he had a setback and he once again got sick based on the Makkah, and once again he was healed and then he got sick once again, then Chayiv Lav Pesa, Reuven is still Chayiv to pay for all his doctor bills. And Chayiv Kol Tzarcha, if Shimon completely healed and then he got sick again, Ein Chayiv Lav Pesa, at that point he doesn't have to pay any longer for his doctor bills. And the Mishnah continues to discuss the fourth of the Chiyuvi Tashlumin, and we spoke about Nezek Tzar Ripoy, and now the Mishnah speaks about Sheves, which refers to workers' compensation. And the Mishnah certainly understood that when we stated already that Reuven has to pay for the Nezek that occurred to Shimon, and we explained that the way to evaluate his Nezek is the Reina Sikilu Evid Nimka Bishuk Vishaman Kama Yofa Vakamu Yofa, then at that point we already took into account the fact that he's now not as valuable as he was beforehand, and he can't do as much work that he could have done previously. And therefore the Mishnah is bothered that L'chira, why should you have to pay for Sheves, and what type of workers' compensation are you still obligated to pay? And the Mishnah explains that Reina Isakilu Shemi Kishuyin Shekfa Nasloi Dmei Yodav Dmei Raglai. And as we already explained, that since Reuven already paid Shimon for the loss of his hand and the loss of his foot, we already took into account any future value of his work product. Therefore, the only value that he'll be able to be paid for Sheves is for the fact that during the time that he's sick and he can't even do menial labor and he can't even be a guard in a field in order to watch cucumbers and gourds and melons. And Reuven, therefore, would have to compensate Shimon even for his loss of these wages and loss of minimum wage. And as Rashi says, Sheves, Kol Yimei Achayli, Reina Isakilu, Shemi Kishuyim, V'Nesis Chirasi, Shekol Yayim, Shrei Ein Reil, Melacha Kveda, Afilu Blei Chayli, Shrei Nikta, Yadav Viraglai, V'Ukva Nasle Demeyan, and by paying him Nezek, he already took into account those values, and he already paid him for that value. And finally, the Mishnah speaks about Boishes, and the Mishnah states, HaKol Fi HaMevayish V'HaMespayish, that Busha is based on the person that embarrassed you, and also based on the person that was embarrassed. And as Rashi says, Adam Kal Shabayish B'Shasim Ruba, that certainly, if someone that's a lower class person is Mevayish someone, that's greater Busha. V'HaMespayish, Adam Choshev Shemespayish B'Shasim Ruba, that a person that's more Choshev, that is embarrassed, his Busha is much greater than a person that's of a lower stature. And Rashi, Diva Maskel V'HaMespayish, he brings the Makuris for all these five different Chiyuvim, and the Makar for the first four of Nezek, Tzar, Ripa, and Sheves is in Pashim Lishpatim, and the Makar for Boishes is in Pashim Kisetei. And as Rashi brings down, that Nezek is learned from the Pasuk Mishpatim that states, Ayin Tachas Ayin, and Tzar is also learned from the same Pasuk that the Pasuk states, Petza Tachas Potza, and the Chiyuv for Ripui and for Sheves is learned from Pasuk Yutes, which states, Im Yokum Misalich Bechutz Al Mishantoi, Vinika Maka Rak Shifta Yitoim Virapi Rapi, which is of course speaking about Sheves as well as Ripui. And the Chiyuv of Boishes is from Pashim Kisetei, where the Pasuk says, Ki Yinotsu Anosh Miyachtov Ish V'Achiv V'Kor V'Ishas Echav V'Hatzlis Isha Miyad Makehu V'Shochi Yod V'Chzikah B'Mvusha V'Katzei Says Kapol Lisachis Sinecha. And since she embarrassed him, therefore she is chayiv to pay for boishes. And let us begin the Gemara. And the Gemara is that how do we say that you chayiv to pay chamisha dvarim and you chayiv to pay nezek? Amai ayin tachas ayin amrachmana. The Torah states an eye for an eye and ema ayin mamish. And let us say that if Reuven knocks out the eye of his friend, then Bezim will actually knock out Reuven's eye. And the Gemara says loisakadaitach that you shouldn't think this way. The Tanya is willing to the brisa yochasimas enoi misamas enoi kotes yodoi mekateas yodoi shibis ragloi mishabis ragloi. You may think that if someone blinds his friend, then we would blind him. If someone chops off the hand of his friend, then we would chop off his hand. And if he breaks his friend's foot, then we break his foot. Tamalima maka adam maka beima. The pasuk states the words maka adam, and it also says the lashon of maka beima, which the gemara will define in a bit. And ma maka beima tashmumin. And therefore, just like we know that if someone damages his friend's beima, he certainly will only be chayiv to pay tashlumin. Af maka adam tashlumin. Therefore, when the Torah tells us maka adam, it must be teaching us that you only pay money, and there's no din of ayin tachas ayin mamish. And the Brisa continues, Vim nafshecha loyma, and if you will have some sort of a kasha on a limud from maka adam and maka behema, and therefore we won't be able to learn this din of tashlumin from the limud of maka adam and maka behema. However, harei u'imed, the pasuk states in Pashas Masei, v'lei sikku kaifel and nefesh reiteach asher ura shalomus ki maizumas, that if a person kills another person, then you can't take kaifel and you can't take tashlumin as a substitute for killing a person, and you must kill the reiteach. And therefore we learn, l'nefesh reiteach yata lekeach kaifel, that it's only for a person that kills someone and murders someone that you can't take kaifa and you can't substitute money in place of killing him. However, we learn out but you can't take kaifa, and we do substitute money even when a person person damages a person so badly that it cuts off an Eva, which will not regenerate. And of course, Rosh Yevarim refers to those Choftal Rosh Yevarim that we speak about B'negiyah Din that's relevant to Tzuras. The Gemara is just borrowing this term, but of course the Gemara just means to say that any time that you hurt someone, even if it's so bad, that you actually damage him and you cut off one of his Evarim that will not regenerate, you still will only be Chayiv to pay Tashlumin, and you will not be Chayiv Ayin Tachas Ayin. And keep in mind that the Gemara just brought two different Makarios as to how do we know that if a person damages someone, that you don't actually have a din of Ayin Tachas Ayin, and instead there's a Chayiv Tashlumin. And the Braisa just stated in Nafshech Halayma, if you will have a question, and the Braisa did not explain the question, and the Gemara later on this Amid, will explain what the Braisa's question would have been, and why ultimately the Braisa needed a second Limud from Pashas Masai. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's read a few Psukim in Pashas Emor, as the Torah states, V'ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam moisumas, umaka nefesh behem yishalmena, nefesh tachas nefesh, V'ish kiyit in mum babisa, kashi osa kenya osa loy, sheva tachas sheva, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, kashi yit in mum ba adam, kenya nasa boy, umaka behem yishalmena, umaka adam yumas, mishpat echa yilachem, kager, ka ezrach yia, kiyanei Hashem alekechem. And our Gemara now continues, and we'll discuss the Braisa, and the Braisa started off by stating that the way that we know that a person pays tashlumin when he damages his friend is based on a limud of maka adam or maka behema, and we learn ma maka behema tashlumin af maka adam tashlumin. And the Gemara now asks, hi maka, which word maka are we using for this limud? Ilema, if you're going to tell me it's based on the pasuk in Pashas Emor that we just mentioned, a maka behema yishalmena or maka adam yumas hahu b'ktoliksiv, that is talking about a case where a person actually killed another person, and the din is deis chayim misa. And the Pnei Yeshua explains that Masechta Sanhedrin under Pedalam Beis, Mura specifically states that Maka Adam Yumas is referring to a person that hits his father and is Chayim Misa, and therefore Gemara says, El Mehacha, therefore the Liman must be from the following Pasuk that's also stated in Pashas Emor, as in Pasuk Yud Ches, the Pasuk states, Umaka Nefesh Behem Yishalmena, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, and Visamach Le, and right afterwards the Pasuk states, V'ish Ki Yitim Mun Ba Misai, Kasha Asa Keni Asa Loi, even though the Gemara used the Lashon Visamach Le, it's not dashing based on the Smichas of the Psukim, but we're actually using Gzeir Shava, and the Gemara asks that how could you have a Gzeir Shava, as in the first pasuk it says Lashon Maka, but in the second pasuk of Ish Kiyitin Mabamisa Kashi Asa Kenya Asa Loi, it doesn't use the term Maka, and as the Gemara asks Hai Lab Makahu, it doesn't say Lashon Maka, and the Gemara answers Hakka Hakka Kamrinan, when the Gemara said there's a Gzeir Shava, it doesn't mean that we have the exact Lashon, but just like we find in many other cases, and as the Gemara states in Masechtas Erevin that Tanav Erishmal Vishava Koyin Uba Koyin, that B'degir Din of Tzuras, we make a comparison between Vishava Koyin Uba Koyin, even though it's not exactly the same word. Therefore, over here also, even though it doesn't say the Lashon Maka Adam, it's as if it says the Lashon Haka. And since the pasuk says Ki Yitin Mum Ba Misai and Mum Al Yedei Hakaba, and as Rashi says that the only way that Shimon received this mum is only through Reuven hitting him. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Braisa learned based on the Gzeir Shava of Haka Haka Ma Haka Amur BeBehema Tashlumin, and just like when a person damages someone else's behema, certainly there's only a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Therefore, even regarding an Adam, the din is that you only pay Tashlumin, even though in pasuk Chav the pasuk continues Sheva Tachas Sheva Ayin Tachas Ayin Shein Tachas Shein Kash Yitin Mun Ba Adam Keni Nasim Bay. It's still referring to Tashlumin. Gemara now continues and asks that Lachir, how can you say that the Pesukim in Emor is referring to Tashlumin? And as the Gemara asks, Foksiv, but Lemaisa in pasuk Yud Zayin, the pasuk states V'ish Kiyaka Kol Nefesh Adam Moisumas. And as Rashi says, even though that these Pesukim are not talking about a person that killed someone and Lekolay Osakra, and certainly the pasuk is not coming to teach you that if someone hurts someone, then he'll be Chayim Misa El the Rashi Avarim, and it's talking about Rashi Avarim Kiduch Sibasrei. And as the pasuk continues in pasuk Chav that Ayin Tachas Ayin, and therefore the Gemara's having is that when the pasuk says V'ish Kiyaka Kol Nefesh Adam Mois Yumas, it's referring to the Misa of that Eva. And as Rashi says V'ksiv Yumas Klima Yinot Leivare V'yomis Oisu Eva, removing the Eva of the Mazik, then you'll actually cause that Eva to die, and that's what the Rashi Misa is. And the Gemara responds B'mamon that when the pasuk states V'ish Kiyaka Kol Nefesh Adam Mois Yumas, it refers to money, and it's actually telling us that if Reuven damages Shimon, then Reuven has to pay money, even if this person is so poor that if he pays money, it could lead to his own death. We are still mechayiv him to pay money, and that is why the Torah used the lashon of Moisumas. And the Gemara asks, "Memaider Mamin? How do you know when the Torah says Moisumas is referring to Mamin? Maybe it's Mamish referring to Misa, and maybe we should actually read it literally, and we will actually cut off the limb of Reuven, and it'll be Ayin Tachas Ayin, as we previously learned in the Habmina, that we would think that we would cause the loss of his limb and the death of his limb." And the Gemara answers, "Lo sakadaitach, you should not think so. As chodo the iskish lemaka nefesh behemi yishalmena, as we already said that we compare the dinner of the ishki yitin mumba misa kashi osa Ben Yosaloi to the Pasuk of Makan Nefesh Behemin Shalmena, and we have Xer Shavit to teach us that Ma Maka Behema is Betashlumin, therefore Maka Adam is also talking about Betashlumin. Ba'oid and also Xib Bastray that the Pasuk stated Kashi Yitun Mumba Adam, Kini Nasin Boy, and on that Pedalum and Aleph, the Gemara will bring from Tanzu Erishmal that since the Pasuk says the Lashon Nesina, so it seems to be talking about something that's Nitim Yad Liad and it's referring to money and it's referring to Tashlumin. Therefore, Shmami no Mammon, we have a riot that when a person damages someone, then his chiyuv is to pay Tashlumin. And the Gemara continues and goes back to the Braisa that originally the Braisa brought a limud and a gzeir shava of Maka Adam and Maka Behema, as we just explained, and we learned Ma Maka Behema Tashlumin, Ap Maka Adam Tashlumin. Braisa then continued and stated that if you can have a major question on my limud, v'im nafshe chaloyma, but we still have another limud, as the Pasuk says, Leisichu Kaifel Nefesh Yotzeach, Ashehu Rosh Lomus, and we learn that, Lenefesh Yotzeach, Yatalekeh Kaifa, Avatalekeh Kaifa, Lerashi Avarm, Shein Chayzin. The Gemara now is, Mayim Nafshe Chaloyma, what would have been the major question that the Braisa had, that therefore we had to bring a second limud? And the Gemara says, Sukkah Kashel Tana, that the Tana had another question, and aside from the question that we just brought, and we actually were able to respond to, the Tana will have another question that we do not have a response to, and that's why we need another limud. And the Gemara explains that the Tana was bothered, my chazal yafim makar behema, why do we learn from makar behema, leilu from makar adam, l'chiru, we should have a gzeira shava, from the end of Pasuk of Aleph that states makar adam yumas, which we mentioned is talking about a case where Reuven damaged his father and hit his father, and therefore is chayim misa, and we should learn a gzeira shava from the words of makar adam yumas to the Pasuk of ish ki yitin mum ba misa kashi osa ken yasalai, and we should learn out that mahaka hamur ba adam is l'misa, afakar hamur ba adam is l'misa. L'chiru, we have competing ways to learn this gzeira shava, and the Gemara answers Amri donin nizakim in nizakin being donin nizakim in misa, that when we want to learn a din and we want to have a gzeira shava, we'd rather learn a gzeira shava from words that are referring to case of hezek, and therefore we're learning from the case where a person was mazik behema to a case where a person was mazik another person, and we don't want to learn the din of hezek by a person from a case where a person hits his father and the person is actually chayim misa. The Gemara now responds adraba that pumfaket donin adam adam vein donin adam behema, if we have a choice as to what gzeira shava to make, l'chayu we should learn dinam of adam from dinam of adam, and therefore we should learn the din of a person that damages another person from the din of a person that damages his father, and just like benegeya damaging your father is a chiyuv misa, and therefore when damaging another person, chiyuv should not be a chiyuv tashlumin, and we should actually cut off the person's limb, and we should kill his limb. Therefore, based on this question, haynu the tanim nafshe chaloyma, and that's why the Tana the Braisa said that l'maisa you may not want to learn from the gzeira shava, and therefore we have to have another libud. As the Braisa continued, harei oimed that we have the pasuk and pasuk's masay that teaches us leisichu koyfel nefesh roitzeach ashehu rosh lomus ki maisumas, and we learn out nefesh roitzeach yatalekeh koyfa avatalekeh koyfa l'rashi avarim she'inu chayzun. However, you do take payment for rashi avarim she'inu chayzun, and we do not cut off his limbs. Gemara continues that how could the Braisa state that we should learn the din of tashlumin from the pasuk in masay, but v'hai leisichu koyfel nefesh roitzeach l'muti rashi avarim udasa? How could you tell me that's coming to the mind rashi avarim that you only have a chiyuv tashlumin? I mean, boyle, the luchir, we still need this limud. The amrechman le savu beitati, as the Torah is telling us that if you kill a person, then he doesn't have a chiyuv tashlumin, as the din of kalman dramne, as leishuskul mene mamim, particularly that you should not take money from him if you're killing him. And the Gemara answers, hi, mechdei rishasay nafka, that we learned this out from the pasuk of kedei rishasay. And as the pasuk states in pasuki seitzay, v'hoyim bin akaisi rasha v'pilu ashefer v'kol lufanav kedei rishasu b'mispa, and we learn out mishmusha achas adam chayvay, you could only be mechayv a person one punishment. And you can't go and punish him for two different punishments. You can't be mechayev a person to be killed and also to pay money. The Gemara is v'katimim boyle the luchiru, we still can't learn out the din of tashlumin b'negei hezek, as we still need this pasuk to teach us a din b'negei ochi of misa. The Kamar Rachmana, the Torah says that if Reuven kills Shimon, l'skishul mamon v'tiftere, that's coming for the pasuk of the pasuk, that a person can't pay a ransom and can't pay money instead of being killed, and it's a chiyuv ambezdin to kill the person and not allow him to go and make a payment of money in order to save himself from death. And the Gemara answers, although it's true that we will learn this from this pasuk, however, l'maisa, the pasuk has extra words, as in King Lichter Rachman leisichu kaifel ashehu rosh lomus, and l'nefesh roitzeach lomali, and why did Terry use the phrase of nefesh roitzeach, shma mina, and therefore we learn out, l'nefesh roitzeach yatalekeach kaifa, that you just can't take a ransom in order to save the person from misa, avalatalekeach kaifel roshi avarim, she'enin chayzrin, but if a person damages someone, then instead of killing the person's Avarim, and instead of cutting off his Avarim, we actually require him to make a payment to the person that was damaged, and this payment is actually considered a ransom of his Avarim. And the Gemara continues, after we had the second limud of the Braisa, Maka Maka Lamali, then what do we use the Gzeir Shava that the Braisa originally brought for? And the Gemara says, Amri, Ime Hai, if we would only have the Pasuk Leisichu Kaifa, have a Mino, then we would have thought, that it would be the choice of the Mazik, and the Mazik could either decide to pay the value of Reuven's eye, or the Mazik could decide that he wants his own eye to be knocked out, and that would be his payment in place of actual payment or money. And therefore, Kamash Malam Behema, we learn out from the Dinam Behema, Ma Maka Behema Lutashlumen, that just like by Negea Maka Behema, you could only make a payment, Af Maka Adam Lutashlumen, therefore the same din applies when you hit a person that there is only a Chiyuv Tashlumen, and you can't decide to have your eye knocked out, and the Mazik does not have this choice, and others are gairis that the Gemara did not think that the Mazik would have the choice, and instead it would be the choice of the Nizik or the choice of Bezin, Ayin Biri Shainim. And the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Destoy Ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Destoy Ben Yehuda states that the Pasuk says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Mamin, that refers to a payment of money. At the Oimim Mamin, do we say that it's referring to a payment of money? Or Ayin Ayin Mamish, and maybe it's referring to his Ayin itself, and we would knock out his eye. And the Gemara says that it's impossible to say that we would knock out the Mazik's eye, because Amrit, Haresh Hoysa Ayin Shilzek Doyla, Ayin Shilzek Tano, Hechani Kurbe Ayin Tachas Ayin, that how's it possible that if Reuven's eye is very large, and he knocks out the eye of Shimon, which is very small, that has it possible to go and knock out the eye of Reuven, if L'chir is not considered Ayin Tachas Ayin, as they're not exactly the same, and therefore it must be that the Torah is telling us that the Zechi of Tashlumin, Gemara is, V'chitema kol kehai shokim minei memoino, maybe inechinami, in the case where the eyes are exactly equal, then we would actually knock out the Mazik's eye. However, in the case where they're not equal, and they were not similar, then in that case, the Mazik would have to pay money, and the Gemara says, HaTayr Amra, Mishpat Echer Yilachem, Mishpat Hashav L'kulchem, the Torah says that in all cases, when someone damages someone, the same dinim apply, and we can't have one din that's relevant in a case where the eyes are exactly the same, and another din where the eyes are not the same. And the Gemara continues, Ami, my kushya, what is your major question? Because one eye is bigger and one eye is smaller, and therefore it's not considered a kiyam of ayin tachas ayin. Dilma nahir shakuminei, nahir amrachman and nishkuminei. Maybe when the Torah says ayin tachas ayin, it's not referring to the physical eye, and the Torah is teaching us that just like Reuven blinded the eye of Shimon, and therefore Shimon at this point can't see, therefore we blind the eye of Reuven, and at this point Reuven will not be able to see, and that will be a kiyam of ayin tachas ayin. As the Gemara explains, that it must be that we say like that as the Eloi Teimachi, if we're not going to say this could be pshat in ayin tachas ayin, and we continue on that peidal manav, katan sharik zagadol, the gadol sharik zakatan, if a smaller person kills a larger person, or a larger person kills a smaller person, heche katlin le, how could it be that we'll kill the person? Hatera umbra, the Torah states, mishpat echi yilachem, mishpat shav lukulchem, and since the Torah states, nefesh tachas nefesh, therefore we can't have different dinim, and we can't say that if the bodies are exactly the same, then we would actually kill the person, but if the bodies would not be exactly the same, then he would have a chiyuv tashlumin, and we would not kill the person. And since the Torah states, mishpat echel yilachem, therefore it has to be that in all cases where a person kills another person, that his chiyuv is the same. Therefore it must be when the Torah says, nefesh tachas nefesh, el neshama shakumine, neshama rachman nishkumine, that since Reuven killed Shimon, and he took away his neshama, therefore the Torah says, we will now kill Reuven, and we'll take away his neshama, and therefore it's actually even, and it's actually considered nefesh tachas nefesh. Therefore, hachinami, in our case as well, when the Torah says ayin tachas ayin, nahir shakumine, nahir amrachmana nishkumine, then we could have a hamina that just like Reuven knocked out Shimon's eye and blinded Shimon and took away the light of his eye, therefore the same should apply to Reuven, and we would knock out Reuven's eye, and we would cause him to be blind, and we would remove the light from his eye. And certainly there could be a kiyam of ayin tachas ayin, and therefore the Gemara slugs up Rabbi Destoy ben Yehuda Makar as to how we know that if Reuven damages Shimon, that he's not chayiv ayin tachas ayin mamish, and he's chayiv to pay tashlumin, and we will stop over here.